For Montana News on the Northern News Network, I'm Cody Ross. Today, Governor Greg Gianforte urged high school seniors in Montana to continue to fill out the free application for federal student aid, despite issues resulting from the U.S. Department of Education's delay in launching the 2024-25 application portal. The number of adolescents nationwide reporting poor mental health is increasing, and Montana students are no different, which is why Hardin School administrators are making mental health care their number one priority. Hardin School District Superintendent Tobin Navazio.
This isn't more of a Denver, Seattle, Minneapolis problem. This is a rural problem. Going back to the Journal of American Medical Association pediatric study in 2015, suicide rates for rural young people were double that of urban people. So this is something in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota that we really have to own, and we have to put those protective layers in place.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Senator Steve Daines shared today he enjoyed taking questions from Lodge Grass and Ennis High School students, stating they discussed the ongoing border and fentanyl crisis as well as the future of public education in Montana. Prakash Gupta, the first Indian Consul General to lead a new consulate in Seattle, was the keynote speaker at Tuesday's 21st Annual Central and Southwest Asia Conference at the University of Montana. Gupta said that the imports of pulses and lentils from Montana are in the range of 20-30% of the Indian market. Prakash Gupta believes there's lots of room for institutional cooperation in higher education with Montana. The boat ramp at the Yellow Bay unit of Flathead Lake State Park is closed for construction until Monday, April 22nd. The ramp is being repaired and also a new dock is being installed. To access the east side of Flathead Lake, use the ramp at Wayfarer State Park in Big Fork. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network.